rest of the story. John was born in Medway, Massachusetts. Now, Medway was a staunch, settled community. Not at all the sort of place one might expect to find adventure. In fact, the only relief from Medway's monotony came in 1815 when a hurricane blew through town, and young John was too young to appreciate that. While he was growing up, the most exciting thing in Medway was its most prominent business, the manufacture of boots and shoes. So not surprisingly, John drifted toward that industry as he approached young manhood. He became a cobbler. Well, John was married in 1836, age 24. By then, there were no fewer than 300 cobblers in Medway, producing 40,000 pairs of boots and 100,000 pairs of shoes every year. Maple pegs were slowly replaced by shoe nails. The footgear styles were becoming more extravagant. If all that you've heard sounds a bit tedious, then you'll be happy to know that John thought so, too. Each humdrum day, as John worked in the shoe shop, his mind was on faraway places, especially the Golden West, especially California. And by the age of 37, he could bear it no longer. He would split Shoe City. He would leave his family and his friends and his boots and the shoes. He would become a cattle rancher and his own lord and master under the big sky of the West. It took John almost 2 years to reach California. He arrived Stockton in 1850. And yet, if it seemed a glorious dream had at last been realized, the wild and woolly West held more than a few surprises for the runaway cobbler. He had wanted to become a cattle rancher. Well, he did purchase a herd of cattle. But before he knew it, rustlers had relieved him of every last animal in the herd. A little thing like that could not keep a good man down, so John tried gold mining. And the most John got out of gold mining was a snoot full of dust. And from there, John proceeded to land speculation. He tried farming. He tried a couple of small business operations. Each and every occupation John attempted turned sour. He even swallowed his pride and, remaining in California, returned to shoemaking, but even that failed. In his own words, quote, "I was dead broke. Lawyers and judges contrived to rob me of everything I possessed. I was disgusted with my fellow men and their hypocrisy, their betrayal of confidence, their treachery, and their fraud," end quote. And that is why John, the once prosperous New England shoemaker, now penniless, decided to flee civilization, to run to the mountains, and live the rest of his life as a hermit. And so he did. But little did John realize then that his life was only beginning. At the end of that long, lonesome wilderness trail in the Sierra Nevada mountains, John found the true meaning of his existence. Disillusioned with mankind, he placed his trust in the wild animals he encountered, and ultimately they placed their trust in him. And as the runaway Massachusetts cobbler disappeared into the high Sierra, a legend emerged. And books, and movies, and television programs, all of which would keep him alive forever. Yes, it was a real-life romantic saga, that of John Adams, Grizzly Adams. Now you know the rest of the story.